was a problem, and we started to review it in 2013. We haven't rushed into this, we've done a thorough review. And we've been working with one of the manufacturers, Alexander Dennis, who make these buses, to see if there was a new bus that could fit. The old Route 1 buses, which are the green bus at the back there, they've obviously gone through the arch for many years, but those buses, they ceased to make those some years ago, and this is a new replacement. And we didn't think to start with we could get one of these through. So we had to get one over from the factory. We took it through very, very gingerly indeed, and it did fit through okay. So that's what we decided to go for. We ran a public consultation with questionnaires on the bus. We emailed our regular customers and with our website as well. And we got over 500 responses. And we think that's about 1 in 10 of our regular customers who took time to tell us what they wanted from the route going forward. We were very keen to engage with our passengers and our customers on this. Obviously, they're our lifeblood. It's very important we do that. And what that research showed, overwhelmingly in this case, I think people forgot about their normal priorities, and what they wanted for the one was more seats, more capacity. People didn't want to stand up. However, again, perhaps one of the other solutions we could have used was to say, okay, we put double deckers on and we just won't go to the jet anymore, we stop at the co-op in Cowes. And yeah, that's one we did think about. But again, what our users told us was they wanted to get to the jet terminal, they wanted that handy connection there, they wanted to make it easy for travelling across. And so we had to go back to that again. And people also told us they wanted some extras like free Wi-Fi and other bits and pieces. So we did this consultation. We've designed a new route now, which starts on Sunday. And that is that the small buses will go by Roundhouse to the Red Jet. That's the least busy route, the one that least needed the more capacity. So they'll be going that way. And then the double deckers will go via Newport Road in the medical centre, which is the section of the route with the highest demand. Obviously, the double deckers will end at the co-op. We did consulted again in December 14, and set up a dedicated website. We had another 83 comments, and that sort of helped us to finalise our plans. So, what have we done with investment? Well, we've bought a fleet of these buses. These are brand new, and we bought double deckers, which are also new for the double deck section of the route. That's over £1 million of investment, which I stress hasn't been a call to the public purse at all. All funded by the company. And we're proud to be getting these new buses in service. It's also particularly pleasant.